الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحج أشهر معلومات، فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج، وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله، وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى، واتقون يا أولي الألباب. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من سره أن يمد له في عمره ويوسع له في رزقه وتدفع عنه ميتة السوء فليتق الله وليصل رحمه، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, we are drawing to the end of the Islamic calendar. This is generally, from an Islamic perspective, a period that is associated, if we look in the books of ahadith, if we look at the advices of the aslaf, the Salafi Saliheen, our pious predecessors, this is a period that is associated with the returning Hujjaj. As we have mentioned in previous Jumu'ahs, the nature of this fifth pillar of Islam is such that even though we may not have performed Hajj this year, however, there are certain universal benefits, great, great benefits that Allah Ta'ala has kept and associated with this fifth pillar of Islam. Allah Ta'ala infers towards this in the Quran, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ, that in this amal, you will make shahadat, you will experience not nafa, one benefit, manafi'a, many, many benefits. With regards to the haji that is returning, one is his kayfiyat, the state of his heart. What should be the determination, what should be the desire? And on the other hand, those who receive the returning haji. Because the haji, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Hujjaj wal-Ummar wafdullah. These are the representatives of Allah. And indirectly they have represented the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the few out of the multitudes and the masses that were selected. Like the poet says, Ala kulli zuwari daril habib, Ala kulli zuwari daril habib, Hani'an lakum fil jinanil khuludi, أفيضوا علينا من الماء فيضا فنحن عطاش وأنتم ورود. Listen, say to the one who has visited Darul Habib, Ka'batullah, Baytullah, the Rawdha of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hani'an lakum, Mubarak to you. Glad tidings to you of what? Bil jinanil khuludi, of a jannat which is forever and ever, inferring the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein our noble master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al hajjul mabrur laysa lahu jaza'un illa al jannah. Hajj mabrur, mabrur, maqbool hajj. There is no other recompense. There is no other return. Laysa lahu jaza' illa al jannah. But jannati, jannati, jannati. The concern that the returning haji has to have. And like I said, the sabak and lesson that faces you and I also. Obviously, there is no list that descends from the heavens that this is the list of the accepted hujjaj. This is the list of those whose hajj is mabrur. They are signs. They are indications. It was mentioned to the great sage of Islam, Imam Hassan Basri rahimahullah. Qila lil Hassan, al hajjul mabrur laysa lahu jaza'un illa al jannah. That there is no other recompense for hajj mabrur except jannat. What did he respond? He said, ayatu dhalik. What is the sign? What is the thermometer? What is the indication? An yarji'a zahidan fi dunya wa raghiban fil akhirah. That there has to be a change. That when the haji returns, one was the life before hajj, the other is the life after hajj. The haji should return zahidan fid dunya, with a disinclination of this dunya. Why? Because what was hajj? Ar-rihlatu ilallah. It was a journey to Allah. It was a stark reminder, stark, glaring reminder to every one of us of the temporary nature of this life. You went to meet Allah. You took off your clothes of the dunya and you put on the clothes of your ihram. You put on the clothes in essence of your kafan. So now that you return, not only you, the rest of the ummah, yarji'a zahidan fid dunya, return with zuhud, disinclination from this deceptive ghurur, deceptive dunya, wa raghiban fil akhirah, and return with the shawq and inclination to prepare yourself to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the greatest preparation? It was said to Hassan Basri rahimahullah, jaza'ul hajjil mabrur al-maghfirah. Jaza'ul hajjil mabrur al-maghfirah. The recompense and return for hajj mabrur is forgiveness from Allah. Ayatu dhalik, he responded and he said, what is the sign? Allah has made your maghfirah. Allah has forgiven you. You are now ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's the sign? He said, an yada' sayyi'a ma kana alayhi min al-amal. You have drunk to your fill from the cup of Allah's love. Some change must come. You have connected yourself with that place more mubarak than which there is no place on the surface of the earth. That is why, coming back to that poem, say to the one who has visited Darul Habib, mubarak to you of a jannat which is forever and ever. Afidhu alayna min al-ma'i faydha. Give us some of the water. Sprinkle some of the water upon us also. What water? Nahnu utashun wa antum urudu. We are thirsty, you have drunk to your fill. What water? The water you have drunk to your fill from the cup of Allah's love. That is why in Quran, when Allah describes the movement from Arafah, what does Allah say? فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُم مِّنْ عَرَفَاتِ فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُم مِّنْ عَرَفَاتِ. This word technically, afadtum ifadha, technically in this place is not logical. What it should have been? Idha kharajtum min arafat. Idha dhahabtum min arafat. When you leave Arafat, when you move away from Arafat. Why does the Quran say ifadha? Faidha afadtum min arafat. What is ifadha? Something that is overflowing. Like a river or a dam, when it bursts its wall, the water overflows. One explanation or my mufassirin give of this. They say if you take an aerial view of the millions that have gathered on Arafat, as they are leaving Arafat, it is from an aerial view, it's like a dam that has overflowed, a sea of humanity. And a more ajeeb meaning they give. Al-Hajj Arafah, Hajj is Arafah. Now when you are leaving Arafat, فَإِذَا أَفَدْتُمْ, your heart should be overflowing with the love and ma'rifat and pehchan of Allah. نَحْنُ عُتَاشْ, we are thirsty. أَنْتُمْ مُرُودُ, you have drunk to your full. So sprinkle some of the water upon us. That is why we learn. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said with regards to the returning haji, this dua, Allahumma ghfir lil hajj wa liman istaghfara lahu al hajj. Oh Allah, forgive the haji and forgive everyone on whose behalf the haji seeks forgiveness. Why? Such is his maqam, such is his acceptance in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we find in the lengthy hadith, Munziri mentions in Targhib wa Tarheeb, Allah Ta'ala descends a dissension in keeping with His greatness, addresses the gathering of Arafah. Ibadi ha'ula ja'uni shu'tham min kulli fajjin amiq, yarjuna jannati wa yakhafuna azabi. Falo kanat dhunubukum ka'adadil ramal, au ka qataril matar, au ka zabadil bahar, laghafartu halakum. أَفِيذُ مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ وَلِمَنْ شَفَعْتُمْ لَهُ. Allah descends a dissension in keeping with His greatness, addresses His malaika. Look at my slaves, they have come to me from deep and distant ravines of the earth. Their hair is disheveled, their body is full of dust. If your sins be as many as the grains of sand on the earth, or your sins be as many as the number of rain droplets that have fallen, or your sins be as many as the foam of the waves of the oceans, I have forgiven all your sins. Return now in such a condition. Not only are you forgiven, on whose behalf you will seek forgiveness, they also are forgiven. That dua of the returning haji is accepted by Allah. So meet him with fervor, meet him with warmth, embrace him with love, and request him. When you make dua for him, Allahumma ghfir lil hajj, and request him to make dua for you. However, like I said, manafi, lessons. There was an ihram that was tied in hajj. The verse of the Quran I mentioned in the beginning. فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجِّ فَلَا رَفَثْ وَلَا فُسُوقْ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. Three prohibitions are highlighted. Once you have put on the ihram of hajj, Allah commands you, technically, from a grammatical point of view, those who understand Arabic, it should have been فَلَا يَرْفُثْ وَلَا يَفْسُقْ وَلَا يُجَادِلْ فِي الْحَجِّ. The Quran doesn't say that. Allah says, لَا رَفَثْ لَا فُسُوق لَا جِدَال. Mufassirin mentioned this technical nuance. What is the sabak? What is the lesson? The lesson is that this is not only directed to the haji. This is not only pertinent to the days of hajj. Now that you have put on this ihram of maut, this kafan of maut, these three prohibitions are till maut, till death. And this is, the haji gets special training, it's highlighted. But the whole ummah, la rafath, la fusuq, wala jidal, that now that this ihram has been tied, till maut, make tawbah from this. Come out of this. What is rafath, fusuq, jidal? Occasion of Jumu'ah, it is impossible to mention in detail these three prohibitions and how they are pertinent to our entire lives. Brief translation. Rafath, incorrect speech. Speech with sexual innuendo. Harsh speech. Shameless speech. In other words, guard this tongue. Guard this tongue. Guard this tongue. La yastaqimu imanu abdin hatta yastaqimu lisan hatta yastaqima lisanuhu wa la yastaqimu lisanuhu hatta yastaqima qalbuhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the tongue will never be corrected, will never be straight until the iman of a person will never be perfected and completed until he gains control over his tongue. And you will never gain control over your tongue until the heart does not change. This tongue, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who believes in Allah and in Akhirat, in the last day, let him speak good speech or become silent. Like I said, that's not the topic. But we want to understand how significant controlling this tongue is. That is a separate topic. But suffice to say, when the question was put, Ayyul Islami Afdal, what is the pinnacle of Islam? Who's the best Muslim? Who's the best Haji? Who's the best Muslim? Contextualize this. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if our Nabi was amongst us today, the 1 or 1.5 million of Muslims of South Africa, who is the best? What did he say? Man salima al-muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. That person who, when he opens his mouth, is not making ghibat about someone, he's not slandering someone. When he opens his mouth, thorns are not coming out, he's not hurting someone. When he opens his mouth, man salima al-muslimun, roses are coming out. Affectionate speech, whether with his wife, whether with his children, whether with his staff, whether with his subordinates, whoever he comes into contact with, the pinnacle of the liyat of Islam, the height. Man salima al-muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. And that personality, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was that personality whom my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Lawkana ba'di nabiyun lakana Umar. If there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. What did he say? He put this very beautifully. He said, Ya ayyuhan nas, la taghurrannakum tantanatur rajuli bil layli fi salatihi. Don't be deceived. If you see a man not weeping, not sobbing, wailing and crying, tantanatur rajul billayl fi salatihi, in tahajjud salah, he's wailing and crying. Umar says, don't be deceived that is a pious person. Innamar rajulur rajul man salima al muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi wa man adda al amanata idha tumin. He said, a man amongst men, taqwa, imandari, the height of Islam, perfection of Islam, is that person who, when he opens his mouth, the roses come out, he's not hurting someone. Others are safe from his hands and his tongue, and he is amanat dar. Innamar rajulur rajul, Umar said, that is a man amongst men. La rafat, wala fusuq, major sins, looking at the daughters of others, sharab, zina, azan called out and not coming to the masjid. We know what it's not the mizaj of our work or in keeping with the member of the masjid that we enumerate all the major sins. But the ihram of hajj was tied during those days, was the training to bring kabira gunas, major sins, out of our life. And the third prohibition, which we want to discuss inshallah a little bit in detail, because this, unfortunately, we are living in an age and era where this is rife in every direction. Not only rife, but this is that gunah, and this is that sin, the ramifications of which, not only in akhirat we will have to face, you will face it in dunya also. The harms of it, we have become a fractured ummah. We are an ummah in shambles. We are an ummah whose hearts are disunited. Friction, arguments, disunity, fighting with one another, not talking to one another, not able to control our emotions, our anger, our hasad, our jealousy, our envy for one another. Instead of being the exception, Allah forgive us, today has become the norm. La jidal, la jidal, don't fight with one another. Don't break up. This is such a dangerous thing that happens to the ummah that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I'm going to contextualize this, amongst Sahaba, there were those who Muarrikhin mention one Sahabi would equal 1,000. One would equal 1,000. That maqam, that strength, that ability Allah blessed them with. To enumerate just a few of them, Zubayr bin Awam, Rafi' bin Umayra At-Ta'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Amr ibn Tamimi radiallahu anhu, Kharija bin Huzafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Muhammad bin Maslama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Maslama bin Mukhallad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Miqdad bin Aswad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Zubayr bin Awam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Fadl bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Among Sahaba, each one of them were considered one is equal to 1,000. Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he is leading the army in the conquest of Egypt, army is 4,000, he sends an epistle to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, requesting reinforcements. We are only 4,000, we need more. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu responds, Inni amdadtuka bi arba'ati alafi rajul وَعَلَىٰ رَأْسِ كُلِّ رَجِلِ كُلِّ أَلْفٍ مِّنْهُمْ رَجُلْ يُعَدُّ بِأَلْفٍ. He said, I am sending reinforcements, another 4,000. And with that 4,000, four people. Each of these four is equal to 1,000. You have 4,000, I am sending 4,000, with them another four. Each one of them equal to another 1,000. So together you will have 12,000. And my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيُغْلَبْ إِثْنَا عَشَرَ أَلْفْ مِنْ قِلَّةِ. No Muslim army of 12,000 will ever be defeated because of shortage of numbers. Who were the four? Ubadah bin Samit, Miqdad bin Aswad, Maslama bin Mukhallad, Kharija bin Huzafa radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. I am mentioning this to contextualize. Even among Sahaba, there were those where one was considered equal to 1,000. Yet, the harms of jidal, the harm of disunity, the harm of internal conflict in the ummah. What did my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? إِذَا افْتَرَقَ الْقُلُوبِ. He addressed who? Muhammad bin Maslama. Muhammad bin Maslama is amongst those Sahaba where one was equivalent to 1,000. فَأَكْسِرْ سَيْفَكْ وَالْزَمْ بَيْتَكْ وَكُنْ كَخَيْرِ إِبْنِي آدَمْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Muhammad bin Maslama, when my ummah fractures, when my ummah starts fighting with one another on the plains of Mina, parting advices to the height of piety, the glass group of Sahaba, what did he say? La tarji'u badi kuffara yadribu ba'dukum riqaba ba'd. He said, oh my Sahaba, oh my ummah, don't return back to kufr. What kufr? Not shirk, not idol worship. He said, يَدْرِبُ بَعْدُكُمْ رِقَابَ بَعْدُ. When each one of you starts looking for the blood of the next one. Each one of you starts fighting with one another. When that time comes, my Nabi said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Muhammad bin Maslama, break your sword, that sword which is equivalent to 1,000 swords. Sit in your home and adopt the stance of the better of the two sons of Adam alayhi salam. وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ ابْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. What was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam referring to? Become the better of the two sons of Adam alayhi salam. We have to turn the clock back. One is external fighting. Ummat has broken up, no longer remained as an ummat. We are no longer an ummat. When that will become the order of the day, that is that guna and that sin in the sight of Allah, that the swords, one sword, 1,000 will break. The strength and izzat and dignity of the and honor of the ummat will be lost if the hearts will not be united, if there will not be mutual love. And where does it start? Where does it start? It's impossible to achieve unity in the rest of the ummat if our own homes are broken. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَّصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah tells us, مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى. These are not fairy tales. These are not asatirul awwaleen. These are not stories, made up incidents. In the incidents of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam mentioned in the Quran is ibrat, is lesson. Take the lesson. What was the first sin committed? What was the first major sin committed in humanity? It wasn't sharab. It wasn't zina. It wasn't even shirk. The first major sin committed in humanity was the disunity that occurred between two brothers, where one murdered the next one out of jealousy, out of envy, out of hatred. What is the Quran warning us? That disputes, jidal, arguments will start in your home. When it comes to preserving family ties, آتِذَ الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ. Allah says, قُرْبَى. We translate this word, relatives. What it comes from? قُرْب. In other words, blood relations. And when it comes to blood relations, آتِذَ الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ. According to how close they are to you, the greater the right. The greatest right, that of your parents. That of your parents. And what, look at the ummah today. The other day, one alim gives one car guzari. He says, I got into a car. I was going, it was Juma day. I was going, he was referring to Pakistan. He says, I was going for one dini bayan. One elderly uncle, elderly, poor, came to me, held my hand. He said, Molana, I need to ask you something. I need to ask you something. I was in a hurry. I said, brother, what is it? I got to go for a bayan. He said, isn't today Juma? I said, yes. And dua's accepted today? He said, yes. So he said, I need to make dua. What dua you want to make? I want to make dua, Allah destroy my son. Zalim says, I got a shock. I was hurried. I stopped. I said, bhai, kya kar? What are you doing? He said, this morning, my son scolded me and he smacked me in front of his elderly mother. My heart is broken. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Thalathu da'wat mustajab. There are three du'as which will be accepted. La yurad, will never be rejected. Amongst them, da'watul walid li waladihi. The dua a father makes for his child. One interpretation of this hadith ulama give, da'watul walid ala waladihi. The bad dua that a parent makes for his child. Quran commands us, preserve family ties. Family ties starts with the parents. Ati dhal qurba haqqahu. Then your brothers and sisters, your relatives. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when it comes to spending, when it comes to spending, when you will spend on your poor family members, when you will spend on your family, he said, Allah will reward you that dinar which you spend. Sadaqa, Allah will give you the reward of sadaqa. And Allah will give you the reward of silatul rahim, preservation of family ties. Preservation of family ties. Aisha radiallahu anha narrates, many sahaba narrate, Allah has given family ties a physical form. Mu'allaqatum bil arsh. It has attached itself to the arsh of Allah. Nada bil layli wal nahar. Ya Rabbi, sil man wasalani feek, waqta' man qata'ani feek. Daily, morning and night, right at the arsh of Allah, family ties is imploring Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy upon him. Preserve him. Raise him. Give him barakah. Make him your accepted one who will preserve me. and destroy the one who destroys me. The one who is a source of disunity, and understand disunity starts in the home. It's very easy to say, in the last 1 year I made so many friends, I established so many relationships, I'm good with this one, I'm good with that one. Why are you good in your home? Have you preserved blood ties? What is your relationship with your family? How many homes? Brother is not talking to brother. Father is not talking to son. Relatives not talking to relatives. La jidal. The first guna, Quran. Allah says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, commands him, watlu alayhim naba abnai adam bil haq. Relate this incident to your ummah. The clock is turned. No time to go into the history. What is it? Two sons. We know the famous incident. Habil, Qabil. Jealousy, envy of one for the other. Got to a point, was exacerbated when they gave qurbani, and the qurbani of one was sincere and accepted. The other one not accepted. I'm not going into the details. Came to a point where Qabil decided, now I am going to, na'uzubillah, kill my brother. This incident in detail is mentioned. Why? Because every day I am doing good to them, they are not doing good to me. So how can it carry on like this? Understand, my respected brothers, laysal wasi bil mukafi. Reciprocal, smile at the ones who smiles at you, do good to the one who does good to you. That's not akhlaq. That's not character. Character is what? Sil man qata'ak, wa'afu amman zalamak, ahsin ila man asa'a ilayk, ala ukhbirukum bi khayri akhlaqi dunya wal akhirah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, should I not show you the best character of dunya and akhirah? The one who breaks off from you to join with him. The one who oppresses you to be kind to him. Give hadiya, give gift, forgive, learn to forgive, learn to let go. First dispute, two brothers. Look at this conversation. I'm translating it. Time is limited. La im basatta ilayya yadaka li taqtulani ma ana bi basiti yadiya ilayka li aqtulak inni akhafu Allah rabbal alamin inni uridu an tabu'a bi ithmi wa ithmik fatakuna min ashabin nar wa dhalika jazaa'u adh-dhalimin. The one wanted to hurt, maim and kill his brother. The other one said, if you stretch your hand out to kill me, my brother, I will not retaliate. Why? I fear Allah. I will let my jealousy, I will let my rights go, I will let my anger go. My brother, I forgive you from my heart for the sake of Allah. But I am warning you, if you will continue in this direction, inni uridu an tabu'a bi ithmik wa bi ithmi wa ithmik, you will carry my sin and your sin, fatakuna min ashabin nar, and your eventual abode will be Jahannam. Breaking off of family ties, la yadkhulul jannata qati'. The one who will break ties with his parents, with his family, with his relatives, my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, such a person will never enter Jannah. We know the interpretation, eventually with iman you will enter, but this is such a severe sin. Relatives misbehaving with us through this incident, Allah has given you two scenarios. Choose whichever road you want. Choose the road of Qabil, that of aggression, that of disunity, that of hurting your family members, that of causing tor and split. فَتَكُونَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الظَّالِمِينَ. Your abode, Allah protect us, Allah forgive us, will be Jahannam. And you will be counted amongst the zalimeen and zulm. And understand, أَجْدَرْ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are certain sins that the azab of Allah comes very quickly in dunya also. Not only akhirat, dunya also. Azab of Allah comes very, very quickly. Amongst those sins is transgression. The other is qati'atul rahim, the severing of family ties. And my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, conversely, he said, there are certain good deeds that barakat and blessings from Allah not only come in akhirat, in dunya also. Ajdar, very quickly, asra, it comes in hadith. Very, very quickly Allah's help comes. Allah's blessings comes, barakat comes. When it comes to your family members, take the short end of the stick. Forgive. Let it go. Forgive for Allah's sake. Allah will forgive you. The Haji is directly addressed. Each ummati is addressed. Choose the road of Qabil or Habil. Habil, Qabil, what happened? My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every murder in this ummah that will be committed right up till Qiyamah, the sin for it will fall on the murderer and will fall upon Qabil, because he introduced this guna into humanity. Habil, Allah elevated him. Allah honored him. Allah exonerated him. Allah accepted his sadaqah. Allah raised his mention in the Quran. And it's obviously an Israeli riwayat. I'm not going into the details. But muarrikhin, the standard is a little bit less. Ibn Kasir rahimullah mentions that the qurbani animal of Habil was accepted, raised up, reared in Jannah. And when Ibrahim alayhi salam placed the knife on the neck of Ismail alayhi salam, an animal was sent from Jannah. According to some, like I said, it's not a sahih hadith, but it's an Israeli riwayat. According to some interpretations, the animal that was sent in exchange of Ismail alayhi salam was the qurbani animal of Habil. Allah elevated him to that extent. Time has run out. We are given nabawi nuskha, nabawi prescription. Kaan khol kar sun lena. When it comes to disputes, when it comes to arguments, when it comes to discord, choose which road you want. You want to be zalim or mazloom? You want to demand your right or you want to let it go? The one who lets his right go in this world, ma zadallahu abdan bi afwin illa izza. This is Allah's sunnat, and Allah never digresses from his sunnat. The more you will forgive, the more you will let it go, Allah will elevate you in this dunya. Allah will give you izzat, dignity and honor. Forgive, let it go, don't carry the burden. I'm going to terminate on this one very, very great nabawi nuskha, nabawi prescription. Kaan khol kar sun lena. Especially when it comes to your family. Especially when it comes to your family. Today you meet anybody, what's the pareshani? Either he's got financial difficulty, or he's got sickness, health difficulty, or he's got imani and dini difficulty. Anybody you meet, it's either one of these three things that are worrying us. My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man sarrahu an yuwassa' lahu fi rizqihi. Any one of you, this is from Darbar Risalat, Sadiqul Masduq sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Any one of you who wants barakat in his rozi, in his sustenance, wants to be freed of financial difficulty, يُمَدَّ لَهُ فِي عُمْرِهِ, wants barakat in his life, wants to be freed of physical difficulty, health difficulty. So my Nabi said, financial problems solved, physical health problems solved. Third benefit, تُدْفَ عَنْهُ مِيتَةَ السُّوء. Allah will give you more on iman. Allah will give you more on kalima. You will be saved from a bad death. Your deen will be preserved. Deen made, dunya made, health made. What must you do? From Darbar-e Risalat, فَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, fear Allah, وَلْيَصِلْ رَحِيمًا. And when it comes to your family members, take the short end of the stick. Don't demand your right. Forgive. Forgive. Let there be jor, let there be muhabbat, let there be love. If the families will be united, inshallah, the ummah will be united. This cancer of jidal, friction, arguments, discord, acidity of attacking one another. The lesson of hajj, la jidal. Let us come out of this. Allah will give us barakat in dunya. Allah will give us barakat in akhirat. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanallah.